Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by for Li Jue's first quarter 2021 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After management's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. Today's conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the call over to your host, Effie Kang, Head of Capital Markets for the company. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Hello everyone, and welcome to Li Jue Inc.'s first quarter 2021 earnings conference call. We released our financial and operating results via Newswire services earlier today, and they are available online. Participants on today's call will include our founder and CEO, Mr. Marco Lai, and our acting CFO, Ms. Chen Fanglu. Management will begin with prepared remarks, and the call will conclude with a Q&A session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. In addition, an earnings highlights presentation and the webcast replay of this conference call will be available on the IR section of our website at ir.lizhi.fm. Before we continue, please note that today's discussions will contain forward-looking statements made under the Safe Harbor provisions of the U.S. Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. These statements typically contain words such as may, will, expect, target, estimate, intend, believe, potential, continue, or other similar expressions. Forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties. The accuracy of these statements may be impacted by a number of business risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those projected or anticipated, many of which factors are beyond our control. The company, its affiliates, advisors, representatives, and underwriters do not undertake any obligation to update this forward-looking information, except as required under the applicable law. Please note that Li Jue's earnings press release and this conference call include discussions of unaudited GAAP financial measures, as well as unaudited non-GAAP financial measures. Li Jue's press release contains a reconciliation of unaudited non-GAAP measures to unaudited GAAP measures. I will now turn the call over to our founder and CEO, Mr. Marco Lai. Please go ahead.
大家好。 感谢大家参加今天的业绩电话会。
Hello everyone, thank you for joining us today.
2021年第一季度作为一个新的开始, 我们仍然保持着强劲的增长势头。 这为全年的可持续发展创下了良好的一个开端。 那么第一季度我们的整体用户规模持续提升, 移动端平均月活用户数达到 5,970万, 月均付费数实现了 12% 的环比增长, 达到了 47.5万。 得益于有效的运营策略, 我们第一季度的收入也实现了强劲的增长, 达到了 4.95亿人民币, 同比增长 34%, 环比增长 18%。
We are very pleased to have started the year off strong as we maintain our robust growth momentum in the first quarter of 2021, laying a solid foundation for sustainable development throughout this year. Our overall user base continued to grow in the quarter, with average mobile MAUs reaching 59.7 million, while the average monthly paying users increased by 12% quarter over quarter to approximately 475,000. Thanks to the effective execution of our operational strategies, we also witnessed the strong growth in our first quarter revenue of RMB 495 million, up 34% year over year and 18% sequentially.
2021年的第一季度，我们继续致力于建构我们独特而且有良性的音频生态系统，尤其是通过海外市场的拓展。 进一步强化了我们的全球化战略，同时，我们也通过不断提升我们在AI和音频传输及音频处理上面的核心技术能力，持续为业务的发展赋能。接下来，我将分享我们的具体的发展情况。
During the first quarter, we continued building and enhancing our unique and virtuous audio ecosystem, in particular, expanding our footprint overseas to further reinforce our globalization strategy. In the meantime, we continue to advance our core technological capabilities in AI and audio transmission and processing to empower our business development. I would now like to share with you more information on recent developments.
首先，我们的音频社区在第一季度仍然保持着高活跃的社区氛围，其中月均总互动次数保持在33亿次以上。截止到3月底，平台内累计的音频内容数量达到2.73亿。在运营策略方面，我们结合时下的热点，将内容品类建设和加强社区氛围的策略相结合，通过切入青春文学、情感表达、二次元等深受年轻人喜爱的品类，联手多位有影响力的 KOL， 打造了独家的精品音频栏目，并且联动进行站内外的宣发，吸引了大量的用户持续收听、评论、点赞和转发，进一步活跃了社区氛围，并扩大了社区的影响力。此外，我们持续致力于帮助创作者成长，包括通过针对创作者专栏打造的脱口秀星球达人计划，吸引不同品类的创作者参与创作，帮助创作者发现自己的声音优势。在4月初，我们还举办了荔枝 APP 的品牌活动，就是荔枝声音节，通过线上狂欢嘉年华的形式呢，聚集了业内大咖、优质的创作者和声音的爱好者，让声控们聚集在一起体验声音的乐趣，同时也为更多有声音才华的人提供了展示的平台。这项活动累计参与直播人数就超过了200万，也引起了站内外的广泛关注。
First, our audio-centric UGC community built on the LiJi app maintained its high level of engagement in the first quarter. Notably, our average monthly interactions maintained 3.3 billion times during the period. As of the end of March, cumulative audio content across the platform reached 273 million. As part of our operational strategies, we continue to enrich content genres and enhance the community atmosphere surrounding hot social topics. In our effort to tap into genres that are widely sought by younger generation, including youth literature, emotional expression, and ACG, we joined forces with a number of influential KOLs to create exclusive premium audio programs and promote these programs across and outside our platform. This effort has attracted a large number of users to join our platform to listen to, comment on, praise, and share our audio content, further uplifting the vibrancy of our audio community and amplifying the community's influence. In addition, we remain committed to helping outstanding content creators grow on our platform. For example, our talk show Star Talent Program, specifically unveiled for content creators, influenced a variety of content creators to produce content and supported them to discover their vocal talents. In early April, we also successfully held our branded campaign, 2021 Li Zhi Voice Festival. This online carnival event featured various industry celebrities, quality content creators, and voice enthusiasts, attracting voice lovers to come together and enjoy the fun of voices.And providing a space for more people to showcase their vocal talent. During the event, there were more than 2 million people having participated in the live streaming show and also gained widespread attention across and outside our platform.
此外，我们通过多样化的活动和运营的策略，在增强 UGC 社区内用户连接和互动的同时，也有效地促进了音频娱乐板块和录播板块的融合。鼓励录播内容创作者进行更多的实时音频创作，通过音频娱乐板块的互动玩法和直播功能，跟粉丝进行互动交流，提升了用户关注度和参与度，也使得我们的付费用户数实现了有效的提升。
Leveraging diversified campaigns and operational strategies, we increased user engagement and interaction in our UGC community. In the meantime, our efforts to encourage content creators from the pre-recorded audio content segment to join live streaming and audio interactions under the audio entertainment segment have effectively boosted the integration of both segments. Those content creators can build upon the interactive features and the live streaming features to interact with users, and therefore, our user engagement further increased, and the number of our paying users has grown effectively.
在全球化方面，我们的 全球的声音社交平台 TIA 在今年一季度延续了强劲的增长势头。 我们很高兴看到 TIA的月均活跃用户数 在3月份已经增长到超过了200万， 较上一个季度月均 MAU呢 大幅提升了 90%。 同时本季度 TIA在美国社交 排行榜上面的排名呢 依然保持在前列。
As we executed our global strategy, TIA app, our audio-based social networking app targeting overseas markets, continued its strong growth momentum in the first quarter. We are pleased to note that LiZhi's mobile MAUs rose to more than 2 million in March, representing a 90% increase compared with the average mobile MAUs in the fourth quarter of 2020. In the quarter, TIA remained among the leading social networking apps in the U.S. market.
在TIA的产品和运营层面，我们本季度持续围绕用户的关系沉淀、用户活跃以及主题场景拓展等方面进行产品的优化迭代。通过推出新的产品功能，使用户可以更好地基于不同的兴趣和主题聚集在一起，通过实时语音进行互动，通过不同话题结交好友。同时，我们也帮助用户 形成更多元化的兴趣圈层，促进用户关系的沉淀， 这也是进一步强化了TIA的社交属性。 在第一季度，我们关注到一批游戏、动漫等等的话题呢， 相关的KOL加入了TIA这个平台， 与群直播的方式和用户在站内进行了互动和游戏。 各类用户自建的那个兴趣群组呢，也在平台内茁壮成长，这很好促进了用户的活跃。此外，我们也看到用户对于不同社交主题的参与度也持续在提升。目前，各类房间主题呈现更多的多元化的趋势，涵盖了游戏、动漫、生活方式。 音乐日常等等。今年第一季度月均这个实时的房间个数，较上一个季度呢增长了4.5倍。基于不同的兴趣和主题，用户在TIA中就结识了更多的新朋友。截止到今年的3月底，用户好友关系链数量较去年12月的数据提升了2.3倍。
Furthermore, we continuously work to optimize overseas operations along with the iteration of products by pivoting to enhancement of user engagement and retention, extension of social scenarios and related aspects. Our new features enable the TIA's users to make social connections based on various interests and topics, interacting via real-time online audio, and making friends virtually with people who share their interests across a wide range of topics. Meanwhile, we help users form and foster diverse interest circles, improving user stickiness while further strengthening the social networking capabilities of TIA. In the first quarter, we also noticed that a number of KOLs focused on gaming and animation joined the TIA platform to interact and play games with TIA users through group audio live streaming. And all kinds of user-generated interest groups grew exponentially on TIA, which greatly spurred user interactions. In addition, we also saw growing engagement across user groups with different social networking topics. We are seeing a wide spectrum of chat room topics, including gaming, animation, lifestyle, music, daily lives, etc. Notably, the average monthly chat rooms in the first quarter increased by 450% from the prior quarter. Based on a wide array of interests and topics, our users have made more new friends on Tia. As of March 31st, the number of user-friend connections increased by 230% from December 2020.
对于用户而言, Tia 不仅能够成为他们实时进行实时语音的工具, 更加为年轻一代提供了认识新朋友, 通过语音交流互动的空间, 是属于年轻人的声音社交平台。 未来我们将进一步丰富和优化产品的形态, 加强全球化的布局, 通过满足年轻用户群体的社交的需求, 吸引更多年轻人使用和分享TIA, 同时通过创新的运营策略, 不断加强TIA的网络效应, 形成长久稳定的用户增长闭环。
For users, TIA is not only a tool to make real-time voice chat, but also gives the younger generation space to connect with and get to know new friends. It is effectively an audio-based social networking platform for younger generations. Looking ahead, we will further broaden and optimize product features to strengthen our global footprint presence. We are poised to attract more younger generations to use and share TIA as we remain focused on catering to their social networking needs. Building upon our innovative operational initiatives, we will also steadily cement TIA's network effects to form a closed loop that supports a long-term and stable user growth.
在播客的应用和多终端的布局方面, 我们在今年1月份推出了荔枝播客之后, 凭借播客多终端应用的优势, 进一步将播客和车载端布局相结合, 和更多优秀的车企建立了合作, 且在更多车型上上线了荔枝播客车载端的适配产品。 新合作的企业包括汽车智能科技公司, 伊卡通, 天际汽车, 威马汽车, 等多家国内知名的企业。 除了车载场景的拓展以外呢, 我们还致力提供更多元化的播客内容, 其中美学艺术, 科技生活, 娱乐杂谈类的内容, 非常受用户的欢迎。 我们也继续 和更多的品牌和企业达成了品牌播客的合作，这当中包括了泡泡玛特、老虎证券、威马汽车等等，助力企业通过播客扩大品牌的声量。同时，为了加强对原创播客内容的版权保护，我们和蚂蚁链达成了合作，利用蚂蚁链的区块链版权解决方案，为播客主进行了 版权保护，提供了更多的为播客主进行版权的保护，提供了更多的选择。
In terms of implementation of podcast offerings and applications on multiple devices, we launched our brand new vertical content platform, 荔枝 Podcast, in January 2021. Leveraging the features and advantages of podcasts that are applicable to a variety of devices and scenarios, we are propelling our strategy roadmap to in-car audio market. In this spirit, we have been establishing cooperations with more elite enterprises, launching Liji Podcast products that are compatible to the in-car scenario, spanning an increasing number of vehicle models. Our new partners include more leading domestic companies such as automotive intelligence technology company eCarX, and electric vehicle makers Innovate Motors and WM Motor. In addition to our expansion in the in-car scenario, we are committed to increasing the diversity of our podcast content library. In particular, aesthetic art, technology, lifestyle, and entertainment are highly popular amongst our users. We also continue to cooperate with more brands and enterprises in developing branded podcast programs to help increase their brand awareness, including PopMart, Tiger Brokers, WM Motor, etc. Meanwhile, in order to promote copyright protection of original podcast content created through Liji Podcast, we collaborated with Ant Chain to leverage its proprietary blockchain-based copyright solutions to provide greater copyright protection options for our podcast creators.
为方便创作者和用户进行有效的实时互动和交流, 我们在4月初也在荔枝播客上推出了播客直播的功能。 除了吸引平台内原有创作者和独家的KOL进行播客直播, 我们还邀请了包括敦煌生来传奇的主唱团队、开心麻花的团队, Joyside乐队等各行各业的知名人士和团队参与了播客的直播, 为用户提供了更多元的播客收听体验。 播客直播不仅增强了播客内容的互动性, 有效提升了用户的参与度, 同时也加深了播客组和听众之间的连接。 此外,我们的播客直播功能也开始应用于车载端, 并率先在小鹏汽车的智能车载系统上面上线, 这也是播客直播在车载场景下的首次应用。 我们希望与此打通车载端和手机端, 使用户在车载场景下也能够享受沉浸式的互动性强的播客体验。 我们始终致力于通过播客的创新为用户提供更加多元化的播客体验。 我们也很高兴看到荔枝播客在前几天获得了苹果 App Store的精选推荐, 这个也是苹果精选中第一家的中文播客产品的推荐。
In a bid to provide more efficient real-time connection and interaction between content creators and users, we debuted a new live streaming podcast feature on Liji Podcast app in early April. Apart from attracting original content creators and KOLs exclusively with Liji Podcast to conduct live streaming, we also invited the core production team of the history documentary film Dunhuang, Edge of the World, Kaixin Mahua comedy team, the punk rock band Joyside, and other celebrities and groups from all walks of life to participate in our live streaming podcast, thereby delivering more diversified podcast listening experiences to our users. Live streaming podcasts not only allow podcasts to be more interactive so as to better increase user engagement, but also deepen the connections between podcasters and audiences. Additionally, Liji Podcast also applied the live streaming podcast feature for the in-car scenario, which was first unveiled on the smart in-car operating system of Xpeng Motors. This is the first time live streaming podcasts have been implemented in the in-car scenario. We expect to connect and integrate in-car podcast usage with mobile podcast usage so that users can enjoy immersive and interactive podcast experiences in the in-car scenario as well. We strive to innovate our Liji Podcast products to offer more diversified podcast experiences for our users. We are very pleased to note that Liji Podcast became one of the featured apps on Apple's App Store several days earlier, making it the first Chinese podcast app recommended by Apple.
除了业务方面的积极进展, 我们在第一季度也进行进一步的推动了 自研技术的发展和应用，其中我们的声音技术解决方案 Doremi 项目则为更多的业务提供了底层的技术的支持。Doremi 提供的自研实时通信技术，也就是 RTC 技术，也应用在了我们新上线的荔枝播客的直播功能里面。除了手机端 Doremi 同时有效支持了播客直播在车载端的应用，让参与者能够在车载的场景下通过网络连接进行稳定而且流畅的实时对话的和互动。这个也是公司多年深入钻研音频技术的重要成果。此外，我们也在持续专注于研究综合性声音技术解决方案，包括声音滤镜、音质提升等技术。 我们相信技术能力是增强荔枝在线 在在线音频领域的竞争力的关键优势之一。我们计划在未来将更多的自研技术应用于更多的业务，为用户提供更优质的收听互动体验，进一步推动业务的增长。
Aside from the positive progress in our businesses, we also further advanced the development and application of our in-house developed technology in the first quarter. Specifically, our in-house audio technology solution, the Doremi project, provides technology infrastructure to support more business. The in-house real-time communication, which is the RTC technology provided by Doremi, has also been applied to the live streaming podcast feature of our newly launched Liji podcast. In addition to the mobile devices, Doremi also effectively supports the application of live streaming podcasts in the in-car scenario, enabling users to have stable and smooth real-time communication and interaction through the internet. This is a remarkable achievement for our in-depth research on audio technology over years. Furthermore, we continue our focus on developing comprehensive audio technology solutions, consisting of audio filters, audio quality improvement, and other technologies. We believe that strong technology capabilities are one of our key advantages to boost Liji's competitiveness in the online audio space. We plan to implement an increasing share of our in-house technologies to a wider spectrum of business in the future, allowing users to have better listening and interactive experiences while further propelling our business growth.
总而言之，我们相信一季度的各项业务进展为全年的发展奠定了良好的开端。展望未来，我们会继续专注于打造具有竞争力的音频生态体系，强化我们的音频技术优势，进一步促进音频社区的发展，构筑全球化声音社交平台，并利用音频的优势拓展更多的应用终端，持续推动业务的增长。
In summary, we believe that our robust business development in the first quarter kicked off a great start of the year. Going forward, we remain committed to building and enhancing a competitive audio ecosystem. We will strengthen our audio technology capabilities, drive the development of our audio community, execute our globalization strategy to create an audio-based social networking platform,and ultimately drive continuous business growth by leveraging our advantages to expand our product and service offerings across a broader range of devices.
好，谢谢大家。下面请我们的代理 CFO 鲁成芳女士为大家介绍财务方面的情况。
Thanks everyone. With that, I will now turn the call over to our acting CFO, Ms. Chen Fenglu, who will discuss our financial results in more detail.
Okay, thank you, Marco. Hello everyone. I will now provide a brief overview of our financial results for the first quarter of 2021. First, we are very pleased to have achieved strong top-line growth in the first quarter of 2021. Our robust growth was driven by our continued efforts to build a competitive audio ecosystem,including a vibrant UGC community and advanced commercialization capabilities. In addition, we have strategically invested to strengthen our brand equity as we boost our Lizzy podcast and in-car audio business, and to expand our footprint overseas through TIA, all of which we believe will prepare our business growth in the future. In the first quarter,our total net revenue increased by 34% to RMB 495.1 million from the same period of 2020. Our audio entertainment business, which contributed RMB 489.3 million to net revenues in the first quarter of 2021 and represented year-over-year growth of 34%. The increase was mainly due to the continuous growth in our MAUs and paying user base,as well as enhanced commercialization capabilities of our apps. Additionally, podcast, advertising, and other revenue grew by 50% year over year to RMB 5.7 million in the first quarter of 2021. The increase was mainly due to the increase in the number of advertisers. Cost of revenue was RMB 370 million in the first quarter of 2021 compared to RMB 297.4 million in the first quarter of 2020. The year-over-year increase was mainly due to an increase in revenue sharing fees to our content creators, payment handling costs, and bandwidth costs, which are generally in line with the growth of the company's business. Our gross profit was RMB 125.1 million in the first quarter of 2021, representing an increase of 72% from RMB 72.9 million in the first quarter of 2020. Our non-GAAP gross profit was RMB 127.7 million in the first quarter of 2021, representing an increase of 64% year over year. And gross margin for the first quarter of 2021 increased to 25% from 20% in the first quarter of 2020. And non-GAAP gross margin for the first quarter of this year grew to 26% from 21% in the first quarter of 2020. Operating expenses increased by 64% year over year to RMB 197.3 million in the first quarter of 2021. Research and development expenses were RMB 56.9 million in the first quarter of 2021, representing a year-over-year decrease of 3%. The decrease was mainly attributable to decreased share-based compensation expenses, as well as declining expenses related to research and development services provided by third parties, partially offset by the growth of salary and welfare benefits. Selling and marketing expenses were RMB 120.8 million in the first quarter of 2021, representing an increase of 238% from RMB 35.7 million in the first quarter of 2020. The increase was primarily due to our increased investment in branding and marketing for our products and brand name. General and administrative expenses were RMB 19.6 million in the first quarter of 2021, representing a decrease of 26% from RMB 26.4 million in the first quarter of 2020. The decrease was mainly driven by a decrease in the share-based compensation expenses and other miscellaneous expenses. Our operating loss was RMB 72.2 million in the first quarter of 2021, up by 51% year over year. Non-GAAP operating loss was RMB 64 million in the first quarter of 2021 compared to RMB 28.7 million in the first quarter of 2020. And our net loss was RMB 70 million in the first quarter of 2021, up by 45% year over year. Non-GAAP net loss was RMB 61.8 million compared to RMB 29.2 million in the first quarter of 2020. And base and diluted net loss per ADS were RMB 1.5 in the first quarter of 2021 compared to RMB 5.33 in the first quarter of 2020. Non-GAAP base and diluted net loss per ADS were RMB 1.33 compared to RMB 0.77 per ADS in the first quarter of 2020. As of March 31st, 2021, we had cash and cash equivalents, restricted cash, as well as short-term investments of RMB 318.9 million. Looking ahead, we remain committed to leverage our strong operating capabilities and advanced technologies to further develop our global audio ecosystem and enhance brand building to consistently deliver solid and long-term growth. Okay, this concludes all of our prepared remarks today, and we will now open the call to questions. Operator, please go ahead.
Thank you. For the benefit of all participants on today's call, if you wish to ask your question to management in Chinese, please immediately repeat your question in English. And for the sake of clarity and order, please ask one question at a time. Management will respond, and then feel free to follow up with your next question. Your first question today comes from the line of Vincent Yu from Needleham & Company. Please ask your question.
Thank you. Thanks, management, for taking my question. Actually, I have quite a few questions, three questions. The first question is, can management share some metrics on Tia app, and will management start to focus more monetization for the app in 2021. For the metrics, I mean, like, for example, user time spent per day or and like the user demographics. My second question is, can management give us a sense of the user demographic of LiZhi podcast app and how much do they overlap with LiZhi main app? My third question and we are seeing increased content investment by other players in the industry. Can management talk about the size of content investments LiZhi looks to make in 2021 and how will that affect LiZhi's margin? Thank you. 我很快的翻译一下吧。那我是谢谢管理层提供这个给我提问的机会。那我第一个问题是关于这管理层能否分享关于这个 TIA 这个 app 的一些指标，那比如说用户每天的这个使用时长以及这个用户的这个具体的比如说年龄之类的一些分布以及我们会不会在2021年开始关注一些变现。第二个问题是关于管理层是不是管理层能否和我们分享一下这个荔枝播客 APP 的用户群体和我们的这个荔枝主 APP 的用户有多少重叠？第三个问题是关于我们看到行业内其他玩家都在加大这个内容方面投入，那管理层能否谈谈荔枝在2021年的内容投资规模这以及这将对荔枝的利润率产生多大的影响？谢谢。
好，谢谢明哲。目前我们在 TIA 那上面主要关注的是用户规模的迅速增长，同时我们也关注到就是用户的参与度。那么 Q1 我们在用户规模方面实现了强劲的增长同时用户参与度呢较上个季度也实现了非常明显的提升。首先表现在用户关系的沉淀上面呢，用户的关系链的数量在三月底是比去年的十二月份底呢是提高了230%的，就是2.3倍。用户也会基于自己的兴趣和创造更多元化的房间，这个就进一步促进了用户的参与度活跃度，也带动了用户规模的高增长。另一方面，我们关注到新的群组功能推出之后呢，用户在群组方面的活跃度和渗透率在逐步的提升，这也是调动了用户在多个板块的参与的活跃度。
Okay, I'll translate for Marco. Currently, we are focused more on the user scale and engagement on TIA. In the first quarter, our user base achieved a strong growth and the user engagement reached higher levels compared with the prior quarter.First, this was reflected by improved user stickiness and user engagement, and the number of our user-friend connections increased by 230% from the December 2020. Based on various interests and topics, users created a wider spectrum of the chat room topics, which greatly spur user interactions and drive the higher growth of user base. On the other hand, we noticed that both vibrancy and penetration of users in the group was gradually enhanced with the launch of our new group function, which also drove the user engagement in various segments.
当前来讲呢 ,TIA 的重心更多的还是在促进用户规模的增长和用户关系的沉淀上面，因为这个是我们的基础。我们会致力于为用户提供多样化的社交场景和一些创新的功能。用语音频为中心和社交结合，进一步满足这个年轻人的结交好友和在线上娱乐的一些需求，成为更普适性的大众化的社交产品。我们会根据用户的反馈和体验趋势去优化 TIA 这个产品，实现更强的网络效应。所以呢，现阶段商业化不是我们的重心，在用户数量达到一定规模之后，我们才会考虑基于产品的不同阶段去做一些商业化的尝试。后续如果有其他的动态的话，我们会及时跟市场同步。
Currently, TIA lays more emphasis on the growth of the user base as well as the user engagement. We are dedicated to providing users with our diversified social scenarios and innovative functions, while also popularizing the audio-centric social product to further satisfy the social and online entertainment needs of the younger generation. We also remain committed to optimizing the product based on user feedback and user experiences to achieve a stronger network effect. Therefore, exploring commercialization is not actually our key focus at the moment. Once our user base grows to a certain scale, we will implement commercialization attempts based on different stages of the product step by step, and we will also keep the market updated of any developments in this regard.
第二个问题是荔枝播客 APP 和荔枝 APP 这个用户重合度的问题。荔枝播客的用户群和荔枝的用户群体呢还是有非常大的差异的。我们看到呢就是荔枝播客当中呢一二线的用户占比更高，男女比例是比较均衡的，年龄层面是在25到34岁，这个用户群的占比是比较高。其次呢就是35到44岁，这个用户群会多一点。那这个跟我们最初希望触及的目标用户群基本上是一致的，也就是与荔枝播客和这个车载的多终端布局为切入点，去触及更多高端城市的这个中青年的用户。
The second question is about the user base of 荔枝 Podcast. There is actually a significant difference between the user groups of 荔枝 Podcast and those of the 荔枝 App. In particular, 荔枝 Podcast features a higher proportion of users from Tier 1 and Tier 2 cities in China, with a balanced gender distribution. Additionally, the proportion of users aged 25 to 34 is higher, followed by ages 35 to 44. This is almost in line with the target user group we originally aimed to reach, which is young and middle-aged users in top-tier cities that we intend to target through our 荔枝 podcast and the application across multiple devices and scenarios.
另外一方面，我们也关注到荔枝播客的用户使用程度也在逐步的提升，人均每日的播放时长达到80分钟左右，这个跟荔枝的播放时长是长很多的，比荔枝的用户。那么用户也对新的播客内容有更强的兴趣，可以看到用户的订阅的这些行为啊，在市场里面还是相对来说有竞争力的。四月初我们引入了播客直播这个功能，实现了听众和播客组的实时互动，这也进一步提升了用户的参与度和活跃度。未来我们会继续做播客的创新，也希望进一步能够推动中文播客的发展。
Moreover, we are seeing an increasing level of usage of the 荔枝 podcast from its user group, with average daily spending time per user reaching about 80 minutes, which is much higher than the 荔枝 app. Users also demonstrated stronger interest in our new podcast content offerings, while other metrics, including our user subscriptions, remain relatively competitive in the podcast market.In early April, we unveiled a new live streaming podcast feature on 荔枝 Podcast to foster the real-time interactions between audiences and podcasters, which further enhanced our user engagement and user activeness. Looking ahead, we will continue innovating 荔枝 Podcast while aiming to further propel the development of the Chinese podcast industry.
第三个问题就是在内容投入方面的竞争和这个对荔枝的利润率的这些问题。我们很重视高质量和多样化的内容的积累，我们也会结合平台的调性，在内容建设上面进行有针对性的一些投入。但整体而言呢，我们认为这些投入对利润率的影响是非常有限的。首先，荔枝的上面的内容成本相对来说是非常低，主要还是依托我们的 UGC 的社区的生态，通过自生长的用户原创内容进行内容的积累，并且通过 AI 技术对优质的内容进行筛选和分发。那么在荔枝播客端的内容，一方面是来源于我们在荔枝 APP 的内容池里面的精选播客内容， 就是在一个基本的棋子里面会选出精选。另外一方面呢，也来源于我们签约的独家的播客。那么在独家内容上的投入，我们会有一些布局，我们会利用多样化的策略吸引更多优秀的播客，去达到控制成本的成果，包括去挖掘和培养更多有潜力的创作者，推出创新的播客形式，还有呢，就通过区块链进行版权保护，吸引更多的播客的加入，为播客的发展提供更多的可能性。总的来说呢，就是播客它没有内容的垄断性，我们可以通过差异化的去低成本的去增加我们的内容。另外一方面呢，我们也积极布局播客的应用场景，包括车载端和其他智能设备，来帮助播客去触达更多的听众。多方面的战略布局呢，其实有助于我们吸引新的播客，并且控制内容的成本。同时我们也会对一些成熟的业务逐步优化成本结构，所以整体的毛利率呢应该是有个不错的增长空间的。
Okay, the third question is about the margin impact. Currently, we focus deeply on accumulating the high quality and diversified content offerings, and also plan to make targeted investments towards building a content library that is aligned with our platform's features. Overall, we believe these investments will have a limited impact on our profitability. First, the Liji app has a relatively low cost in terms of the content offerings, as it can leverage our unique UGC community to spur the organic growth in UGC content offerings. Furthermore, we can discover and distribute high quality content using our advanced AI technology. In addition, Liji Podcast contains curated podcasts from the Liji app's extensive content offerings, as well as exclusive podcast offerings from podcasters we have signed. So we have our own strategy roadmap for inclusive content investment. In this regard, we will adopt diversified strategies to attract more outstanding podcasters and optimize the cost structure, including discovering and cultivating more content creators with great potential, launching the innovative podcast features, adopting a blockchain technology for the copyright protection to attract more podcasters to our platform, and providing podcasters with more opportunities for their future development. In addition, it's all about the differentiate ourselves from other platforms so we can have better strengths on the cost structure and the investment. Moreover, we are actively developing and expanding the applicable scenarios for podcasts to help podcasters reach a broader audience base, including like in-car scenario and other smart devices. Indeed, our strategic roadmap in various aspects enable us to attract a new podcast while optimizing the content cost control, and we can optimize the cost structure for more mature business step by step. Overall, I believe that our gross margin and the profitabilities will have a meaningful space to grow.
好，我回答，谢谢 ，Thank you.
Yeah, this concludes my answers.
And our next question today comes on the line of Vicky Wei from Citi. Please ask your question.
管理层早上好，谢谢接受我的提问。我的提问也是关于投资规模对利润率的影响。就是我们也看到公司非常积极的布局荔枝播客和 PR 的投资，然后在2021年具体看，请问公司觉得这对利率具体一点的影响会有什么呢？谢谢，我自己翻译一下。So good morning, management. Thanks for taking my question. My question is about the scale of investment for 荔枝 podcast and PR and its implication for the margin profile. Thank you.
Thank you, Vicky. Let me share some information about this question. Actually, in the first quarter, along with the launch of our new product and our strategy to bolster podcast application across multiple devices. We increase the investment in branding and marketing. We also invest in TS expansion in overseas markets, but the investment scale is relatively small at this stage. All this led to an overall increase in selling and marketing expenses compared to the prior quarter, which also led to our net loss in this quarter. Additionally, we also paid a close attention to our content offerings on this podcast, which also increased content costs compared to the prior quarter. But I believe it had a limited impact on our overall margin. And as Marco mentioned before, as we have diversified podcaster resources, including the content creator from Leeds app and some inclusive and non-inclusive podcasters will sign additionally, I think the overall investment is limited. In the future, we will focus more on the local operating overseas. And in general, our investment at every stage would always be based on the company's long-term development plans, and it will likely have some impact on our margin in a short time. But we realize our efforts towards efficient brand promotion can help the company establish a higher reputation and amplify brand awareness among users, which is beneficial for our long-term growth. Diversification of our layout and acceleration of our business growth. So in the future, we will undertake dynamic adjustments for each business segment and diversify podcast metrics to further optimize our cost structure and enhance overall operating efficiency. Thank you.
用中文再补充一下。
好的。 谢谢Vicky， 然后我再用中文说一遍，就是 关于我们在 TIA 和播客上面的一个投资规模和对利润率的影响呢，确实我们在今年第一季度就是以新产品上线，就主要是我们的 TIA APP 那个荔枝播客的 APP， 以及我们在车载端的多终端布局为契机呢，在整体的一个产品宣传，包括品牌打造方面都有比较大的一些投入。那我们在 TIA 海外发展这一块呢，也有一定的投入。不过在现阶段，因为 TIA 的整个用户规模还是以自增长为主，所以呢，整个投资规模上面是比较小的。所以可以看到，我们在第一季度在营销包括marketing 上面的一些投入跟上个季度比是有一定程度的增长。那这也导致我们在第一季度在净亏损层面是目前跟以前季度比呢是有一点扩大。 那另外一方面，我们也非常重视就荔枝播客在内容上面的一些建设，所以从整个内容成本上来看，和上个季度比是有一定提升的，但是这个对整体利润率的影响比较小，主要原因也是跟 Marco 刚才提到，就是我们在内容创作者获取方面还是比较多样化的，除了我们在原来荔枝 APP 上原有的一个内容创作者以外呢，我们。 也额外拓展了一些独家或者非独家的内容创作者来补充我们整个的一个内容供给，所以整体来看呢，我们在各个阶段的投入都还是基于公司的长期发展来进行一个考虑，短期呢也许对我们利润率会有一定的影响，但是我们目前也感觉到就是有效的这种品牌建设，对于帮助公司建立更好的一个口碑，包括提升用户整体认知。 认知，然后还有我们长期的一个发展和多样化布局呢，是有非常大的一个帮助。未来我们也会根据我们业务发展的不同阶段，对各方面投入进行一些动态调整。那同样也会通过多样化的一个产品来进一步优化我们成本结构。所以呢，我们相信未来我们整体运营效率还是有一个非常大的提升空间。好，谢谢。
And our next question today comes from the line of Ivy Liu from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Thank you, management, for taking my question. I have a quick one here. Could we have some color on the update on the DoraMe project? And thinking about longer term, how do we think the technology development will continue to fuel the business growth for Liju? Thank you.
好，那个就是关于哆瑞咪的这个项目的进展是吧？就是哆瑞咪是我们自研的声音技术解决方案。 包括了实时的语音、声音滤镜、声学研究和优化等等。那么今年 Q1 我们在自研声音技术方面实现了不错的进展，哆来咪项目也为更多的业务提供了底层的那个技术的支持。荔枝播客的直播功能就是由哆来咪提供的底层技术支持，保证了稳定流畅的声音的实时的传输。尤其除了手机端上面呢，我们针对车载端也做了特别的适配，进一步支持了直播功能在车载端里面的应用，包括通过优化了维声抑制的系统使得车载端的音频呈现效果更流畅，音质更完美，实现了更有竞争力的声音呈现和用户体验。因为在车载端里面的回声的反应是跟我们在手机是不一样的，我们做了一些特别的处理。
Okay, I'll translate Marco's answers. The first question is about the development on the Doremi project. Doremi is our in-house developed audio technology solution providing real-time online audio and audio filters, audio research and optimization. In the first quarter, we achieved great progress for our in-house audio technology. The Doremi project also provided technology infrastructure to support more businesses. Our in-house audio technology has also been applied to the live streaming podcast feature of the Liju podcast, ensuring the stable and smooth real-time audio transmission. Particularly, in addition to the mobile devices, we have also made tailored configurations for the in-car scenario, further supporting the live streaming podcast feature for the in-car use, including the optimization of the ankle suppression system to improve the sound quality and audio effects. Because, like in the in-car scenario, the audio transmission with the echo suppression is quite different from with the mobile devices. Thereby, we can delivering a competitive sound effect and user experiences with our in-house developed technology.
接下来我们会持续去推动自研技术的发展。其实除了哆来咪以外，我们还有在多年在积累的一些技术没有真正的放出来，我们还在准备的当中。相信在未来，我们会有更多的我们自研的底层的系统会应用到我们的业务上。那哆来咪这个项目呢，也会持续优化和升级。我们计划赋能更多的业务，现在也接入了和其他的应用方一起接入了其他的业务，我们的其他的业务。那从长远来看呢，自研的技术可以提升我们在市场当中的竞争力。相比于依赖第三方的技术平台，我们也希望未来能够实现在业务规模化增长的同时，通过更多的自研的技术的应用，进一步去优化这个成本的结构，提升运营的效率，同时呢，也真正为用户去提供非常个性化的一些音频的体验。因为通过第三方的话，我们很难去提供有自己特色的个性化的音频体验。
Going forward, we will continue to advance our in-house technology. Actually, besides the Doremi project, we also have other in-house development technologies that we might disclose in the future. And the Doremi project will also be optimized and upgraded to empower more business lines. In the long run, our in-house technology is able to improve our competitiveness in the market. Instead of relying on third-party technology platforms, we hope to apply more in-house technologies to further optimize our cost structure and also improve the operating efficiency and provide more personalized audio experiences to our users while achieving a scalable business growth. Because when we use the third-party technology platforms, it's hard for us to provide the personalized audio experiences to our users.
好，我回答这些。Thank you.
Thank you.
And our last question today comes to the line of Freya Zhao from Haitong. Please ask your question.
感谢管理层接受我的提问，我就有一个很快的那个问题，想请教一下荔枝未来的这个业务规划和重心，尤其是像咱们这个音频社区荔枝 App 的这个后续发展规划。I will translate for myself. Thanks management for taking my question. I have a quick question regarding your future plan and focus, especially for the audio community Leech app. Thanks.
好，谢谢菲亚。我们的整体的战略和业务规划其实只有一个特点，就是有与生平生态系统为中心。通过业务多元化的布局和底层技术的发展，创造更多的增长的潜力，去推动整体业务的持续的发展。
Thank you, Fia, and I will translate for Marco. The question is about our strategy. So firstly, our overall strategy will be based only on our audio-centric ecosystem. We will through the diversified footprint and advancement of our technology infrastructure to create more growth potential and drive the continuous growth of the overall business.
首先，荔枝 APP 作为我们的旗舰的产品，已经成长为综合性的社区平台，融合了多样化的 UGC 的音频内容和丰富的音频娱乐的玩法，也为用户提供了更全面的音频创作、分享和互动的工具。我们 Q1 的整体 MAU 为5970万，其中大部分是来源于荔枝 App， 也就意味着荔枝 App 仍然有很大的商业化的空间。接下来我们会通过运营策略进一步去巩固高活跃的社区的生态，同时也加强音频娱乐端和这个录播的融合，去提升音频娱乐的用户的渗透率，同时呢也在促进付费用户的转化，从而实现强劲的收入的增长。
Firstly, our flagship product, 荔枝 App, has grown into a comprehensive community which combines diversified UGC audio contents and abundant audio entertainment features, also providing users with wide-ranging tools for audio content creation, audio content sharing, and interaction. In the first quarter, our overall average mobile MAUs increased to 59.7 million.Most of which generated from the Leech app. It also indicates that Leech app remains further commercialization potential. In the next, by leveraging our operational strategies, we will further cultivate our highly engaged community and enhance the integration of audio entertainment and the pre-recorded content segments to boost the user penetration in the audio entertainment segment.Meanwhile, we will continue improving the conversion of the paying users to achieve the solid top-line growth.
我们在音频领域的多年经验就是为我们全球化的发展提供了多方面的支持，所以像前面提到的未来我们会利用在技术运营这些方面的优势，其实去推动我们那个全球化的战略布局。我们也会继续加强播客生态的一个建设，推动播客在多终端的应用。近期我们还在和更多的汽车厂商在谈合作，后续相信会有更多的车载端的应用的落地。那么同时我们也会坚持做播客的创新，为用户提供更好的播客体验，也为播客组去创造更多的一些发展机会。
Our years of experiences in the audio entertainment provide widespread support and set the stage for our global expansion. As mentioned earlier, we will leverage our technical and operational advantages to further boost our global strategic footprint. We will also continue building the podcast ecosystem and improve the application of podcasts across multiple devices. Recently, we have been discussing the collaboration opportunities with more auto companies, and we will implement our in-car products in more auto systems. Meanwhile, we will continue the podcast innovation to provide better user experiences and create more development opportunities for our podcast content creators.
那总结来说呢，就是荔枝 App 会为我们那个未来的收入增长做成为强大的动力，那TIYA呢是为我们全球的发展提供非常有想象力的空间，那荔枝播客在汽车端也是为了未来的智能汽车的时代为我们创造了一些机遇。 我对荔枝的未来发展非常有信心，就是凭借我们在线音频领域多年的运营经验和持续提升的技术能力，我们会把握市场的机会，创造更多的商业价值。我也预计呢，今年全年我们会实现更强劲的一个业务增长的情况。
In summary, Liji app will continuously drive our top line growth, and the TIYA business in overseas market provides great potential for our globalization expansions. For the Liji podcast, we think it provides more potential in the podcast market in the era of the electric vehicle market. I am very confident in Liji's future development. With our years of operating experiences and strong technical capabilities in the online audio industry, we are poised to capture the market opportunities and create more business value. I also expect to continue achieving a stronger business growth for the full year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Due to time constraints, that does conclude today's question and answer session. I would now like to hand the call back to the company for closing remarks.
Thank you once again for joining us today. If you have further questions, please feel free to contact Liji's Investor Relations through the contact information provided on our website at ir.liji.fm or our TPG Group Investor Relations. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
This concludes the conference call today. You may now disconnect your line.